we're banged up. I mean, it's no sugarcoating. We're banged up. You know, I don't know how many starters were out today. This team is, we're trying to find our way back healthy right now. And all we need to do is get one win. But it's no sugarcoating. We're banged up. We're a banged up bunch. It's late in the year, and, you know, it's not getting any easier. So we either put it on our shoulders, get it fixed, or, you know, we'll weed ourselves out like the other teams in the league.
Ray Rice, following the contest on Sunday afternoon, speaking on behalf of the entire organization as well as the offense, and we're blessed to welcome Jim Caldwell to Game Plan Offense. When you see the words of a Ray Rice and you know that, you know, it's a tough time right now. Thank goodness for 35 years in coaching. You've seen it all before. What's the resiliency factor like for these guys?
Well, you know, for the most part, these guys are certainly very, very tough-minded individuals that they put their body through an extraordinary amount of punishment. And at certain points of the season, there may be a little bit of a lull. You know, we may have a few more guys banged up here and there than ordinarily. But they find a way to overcome. I mean, that's what it's all about in this business. You know, you don't make any excuses. You don't give a whole lot of explanation. You just find a way to get it done.
Well said. The choice to go upstairs, you've spent so many years in coaching. You've been on the sidelines for years and years. And it's always fascinating for us non-football coaches to get the reasoning behind the thought from being an upstairs coordinator versus a downstairs coordinator. What did you think of it up there? Did you like it? You're going to stay up there for us.
Well, yeah. You know, at the present time, I'm going to stay up there unless John tells me he wants something different, then I'll come down. But for the most part, it gives you a chance to kind of see things as they happen. Oftentimes, when you're on the field, you're calling plays. A lot of times, you're looking at your sheet, once you pop your head up, you're kind of taking a look, and you only see maybe this side of the field on the side in which you're standing. From the press box, you can scan the entire field. You can see it all. You can see things that are happening and occurring. You can kind of anticipate a couple things here and there as well.
Was it fun? Is it fair to ask a question? Now we're kids in candy stores around NFL. Was it fun for you?
No question. I mean, you know, I love the game. I mean, I've always had great passion for it. I love a challenge, and this has certainly been a very, very challenging experience for me. Last week was one of those. It was almost like my younger days. You know, when you're staying up half of the night and getting about a couple hours sleep, and right back in the office. And but nevertheless, you know, it was really it's been a really great opportunity for me to spread my wings just a little bit, but also. To also involve a great number of guys on the staff as well, because you know, this is one of those things when you just cannot do it alone. Good thing we have veteran players and also a veteran coaching staff to kind of help me in my position.
Coach, early on you found yourself in a ton of third and longs, and we look back at those third down plays because they're so decisive, but really it was the inefficiency on first down, I guess, which you guys might talk about much, much more. They have great defensive ends, great pressure packages, but they really did a terrific job on those first down runs.
There's no question about it. And when we were only getting 1 and 2 yards and certainly not making a whole lot of headway, we'd like to certainly get over 4 yards, get ourselves in position where we are ahead in the count as opposed to behind. We happen to get ourselves behind quite a bit. Third down and long is a very, very tough situation, obviously, to face consistently. You're going to have some. You're going to have a couple of situations where that's going to occur, and you have to find a way to convert. When you have an inordinate amount, that just makes it doubly tough. But nevertheless, you still got to find a way to do it.
And as Coach Harbaugh said, on the play that led to the interception, we've been very successful at catching them in substitutions and running up the line. He has a high-low on each side of the field and throws a pick that Joe, of course, stands up and says that was a bad throw. In the relationship with the quarterback you've had with Peyton and others, the resiliency, the ability to move on to the next play, how do you guys kind of play that when he comes back over?
Well, I think it's the nature of the position. You know, you have to be somewhat of a riverboat gambler with a short memory, and you have to be able to get through it. There's times when you're going to make a mistake here and there. You hope to minimize those, but sometimes it happens. And so you have to be able to get over it and then press on and see if you can make up for it down the road.
All right, we'll make up for it next Sunday against the New York Giants, or 4-3 base defense, huge names. Coach, what shocked me is they have 16 sacks for the entire season. So I'll ask the question in an open-ended way. Fewer pressure packages, not getting it done, playing bend but don't break. How can the New York Giants, with that group, have 16 sacks?
Well, I think it's deceiving, because I think oftentimes you'll see that what teams have done is they've taken those guys into account. Teams are going into their stadiums or wherever they're playing, and they're making certain that Justin Tuck doesn't get loose, that Jason Pierre-Paul gets chipped. They're making certain that they get the ball out of their hands. It's one of those situations where even though the numbers may not reflect it, they're still an imposing bunch. But yet, too, you're talking about number of sacks, but yet they lead the league or second in the league, I think, in creating turnovers. So they're doing a lot of good things. And a lot of times that happens because of the threat of the pressure that they apply. And they can do it, obviously, with just their four down.
Yeah, and they are a plus 13, which is a terrific number. You get 13 more possessions. On the outside, are they a man under team mostly? They're a coverage mixing group. What should our fans look for?
Well, they do a little bit of both. You know, they're more of a probably a two deep scheme is what you can anticipate, a little bit more of a Tampa 2 type of configuration. But yet, in certain rundown situations, they'll give you a single safety look also, bring their safeties down in the box and try to support the run.
Is it a case where this week you guys just can't wait to get to work? What's the mentality? What's the approach? Because these guys have had short memories, and 1 week does not dictate the next.
Yeah, but, you know, they're on the high end in terms of competitiveness. So you could imagine that they're chomping at the bit. They're ready to go, trying to find a way to get better. And we got, you know, our preparation here the next couple of days is going to be key, particularly playing a very, very good football team who has a lot of weapons.
Jim Caldwell, thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you, our offensive coordinator. And stay with us when we return. Eric DaCosta's got scouts on, and we'll look at that personnel group that Jim mentioned, especially on that defensive front. Stay tuned, everybody.